Such station here in Kodesh Lachag, if you start learning Hilchos Lachag, the month of Nisan we don't take Tachlin, or the Sodek Adin, not the Yerot and after Kriyas HaTorah, and as a minix, as a read the Nosi, from Rosh Chodesh, the 12 Nisim, every day, the Pasha of the Nosi. Some Chassidish have had places they read it from the Sefer Torah, but the general minig in Klai Yisrael is just to read it from Chumash. On the 13th day of Nisan, they read Pala Yisrael till Kain Osas and Menoyer. We do not fast on Chodesh Nisan unless it's a Tainis Chaloyim, but Yosef said one does not fast on Tainis Bechorim and Erev Pesach. Also, Chosin and Kala get married in Nisan. There's a meaning for them yes to fast, even though it's Chodesh Nisan. Shabbos HaGodl, it's we stop saying Bochi Nafshi, and some places have a minig to say the first half of HaGodl. One should watch over the chitin for the matzahs so they shouldn't become chometz. There's all discussion from when. The most machmir ones is from the time it's harvested. The general minhag seems to be that's enough to watch it from the time of grinding, because the time of grinding was the time that very often it was soaked in water before the grinding, which is done till this very day, unless you have special shmurim matzahs. Yeah. But metaka gimel mitzvahs to mishas tzira today in Eretz Yisrael, all the matzahs that we sell in the kehila, whether the machine or hand, or mishas tzira. He says you have to be careful that if the wheat dries out completely, then you should harvest it before the rain falls, because even though something is still growing, it does not become chametz. Otherwise, all the wheat will be chametz. Once it's completely dried out, then it can be a problem with the fact that it was a strong rain. Once in Eretz Yisrael, it's not common that the strong rains that late in the year, but it does happen.